Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Kirby Wynn, PR Director for Impact Life, about National Blood Donor Month. January is recognized as National Blood Donor Month. So why is it so important for people to donate blood, especially in these winter months?
You know, at this point in the year, we're recovering from losses that we had during the holiday season and also some winter weather that we've experienced already and of course, may still again. But what's so important when you think about the blood supply is that blood transfusions are given every day across our region. And yet we've just been through a time of the year when people are more busy. And so often the blood supply suffers, but the use of blood stays the same. So yes, across the U.S., January is recognized as National Blood Donor Month. We certainly want to celebrate the generous volunteers who give blood, but we also want to make sure the blood supply recovers from the holiday season.
And we might be giving some people a little biology class throwback with this next question, but for those who don't know, it's not a one blood type fits all situation. You know, there's certain types that can be given to certain people. So what are some of the types that you find yourself needing more of?
That's a great question. There are the four different blood groups. I personally am a type A. And I'm an A positive, actually. So we have the four blood groups of A, B, AB, and O, but you can also be Rh positive or Rh negative within each of those. To answer your question about what do we need the most of, truly at this time of year, we need all of the blood types because the blood supply has been low. But O negative is the universal blood component for red blood cells because it can be transfused to every other blood type. But again, I want to emphasize that there is no blood type that's not in demand now as we come out of the holiday season.
And if there's someone who has never donated blood before, can you take me through what a typical appointment looks like?
Well, the first thing to accomplish is find just a date, time, and location to donate. Look us up online, Impact Life at bloodcenter.org, or call us at 800-747-5401, the donor scheduling team. Prior to donation, the day you give, you don't want to skip breakfast or have really an empty stomach, and you want to be really well hydrated, so drinking plenty of fluids beforehand. Then when the donor comes to give, they'll register. That's just a quick check-in to make sure we have all of the right contact info and address and so forth. Then from there, it's on to pre-donation screening. That involves our donor history questionnaire. It's about health history, medications, any illnesses or conditions that we need to know about, all of the things that help us assess whether or not the donor is a good candidate for a healthy and safe blood donation. And then the other side of the pre-donation is our mini physical. That's checking the donor's heart rate, you know, their pulse, the hemoglobin level. So we're assessing both through the donor history questionnaire and the mini physical the donor's eligibility. Following that is the donation itself. You'll proceed to a donor chair with the phlebotomist who will initiate the donation procedure. And that'll take maybe 8, 10, 12 minutes to collect the volume of blood that we need for the donation. And after that, you know, people joke about make sure you get your cookie. And we do have donation refreshments. They are an important aspect of giving blood. And, you know, spend maybe another 5 to 10 minutes with us in the post-donation area before being on your way.
There are people who are apprehensive about giving blood for a variety of reasons, but what would you say to some of those people who they do want to help, but maybe they're scared or nervous about giving blood for the first time?
Learning about the process, I think, is so important. Our website has information under blood donor basics. And also, I think just appreciating the fact that it's understandable maybe to be a little bit nervous about giving blood for the first time. But we know that those who need a blood transfusion, you know, really that blood donation cannot come from any other source than a volunteer blood donor. And there are thousands of people around our region, our service region that goes from St. Louis, Missouri up to Madison, Wisconsin, we have more than 100,000 people who give on a fairly regular basis and do so successfully, and I would even say kind of feel good about stepping forward in a process that maybe the first time produced a little bit of anxiety.
You know, in our small town like Washington, what are some sites where people would be able to go and donate blood if they decide that that's what they want to do?
There's a great roster of organizations that host mobile blood drives with Impact Life throughout the year. And those members listening know when their date is and when it's their turn to recruit for the blood drive. And we're so pleased to be able to have those community connections in Washington. People looking for an opportunity to give blood can contact Impact Life online at bloodcenter.org or call a donor scheduling team. And they'll find the dates of upcoming events and go ahead and help fill out the schedule. And for people who may travel, let's say, to Iowa City, Coralville, Burlington, Muscatine, or even Ottumwa, we do have donation centers in the communities where folks can schedule appointments to give at our site. So we collect blood in that combination of mobile blood drives and donor centers are an important mix for the blood center.
That was Kirby Wynn joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about National Blood Donor Month. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.